So, you have a movie for me.
Yes, sir, I do. It's called Mission Impossible Fallout.
What the hell is an Impossible Fallout?
No, it's more like Mission Impossible, and then also, you know, here's the word Fallout.
That's a very confusing title.
Well, I mean, it's just another addition into the Mission Impossible franchise, so...
Oh, what's that now?
Mission Impossible, the film franchise you've been making since 1996.
Listen, it must have slipped past me.
I don't know how that's possible.
Well, here's the thing that people don't really understand about my job. I'm not very good at it.
Fair enough.
But I definitely think we should change that title. It completely spoils the ending.
Not sure what you mean.
Well, I mean Mission Impossible, now I know that they don't complete the missions.
No, they pretty much always do.
Well, then that's false advertising, and that's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
That's never once happened in over two decades.
How about we rename it to something a little safer?
Like what?
I don't know, maybe Mission Very Difficult, but at the end it's okay?
You want to call this movie Mission Very Difficult, but at the end it's okay Fallout?
Yeah.
I feel like people would prefer if we kept it to Mission Impossible.
If you say so.
I definitely do.
So why don't you catch me up on this franchise? What the hell is it exactly?
Well, it's a series of action films starring Tom Cruise, and we've actually made five of them so far.
Oh, that's exciting. What are the movies about?
Well, Tom Cruise plays this awesome spy dude named Ethan Hunt, and he loves to sprint.
Oh, he does?
Oh, yeah. In pretty much every movie, there's at least 5 minutes of runtime devoted to runtime.
Wow, eventually we're gonna have enough footage to make a full movie of just that.
That's kind of the secret goal, but don't tell anyone.
So what kinds of plots do the movies have?
The kind that barely matter.
What?
Well, most people just come see these movies to see what far-fetched, crazy stunts Tom Cruise is gonna do next, so the plots don't really matter that much.
Feels like it'd be hard to make a cohesive movie with a strategy like that.
Actually, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we just kind of intercut the stunts with Ethan and his team explaining to each other how there's no other possible way to save the day other than to do a crazy stunt.
Oh, so we just jump from stunt to exposition to stunt to exposition?
Yeah, and his team always say something like, "This is crazy, Ethan," but then they go along with what he says every single time.
I love it.
And if we get stuck story-wise, we throw in a twist where one of them was evil the whole time, or we have them solve a problem with their magic mask machine.
They have a magic mask machine?
Yeah. It's this thing that makes a perfect mask of someone's face, and somehow changes your weight and height and teeth and accent and mannerisms and everything about you.
Oh, that does sound borderline magical.
Yeah, so they're all basically Mystique from X-Men.
And what kind of stunts do the movies have?
Oh, well, there was a really iconic one in the first movie where he has to lower himself in a super secure room, and it has, like, temperature sensors and sound detectors and alarms.
Wait, the room has all those security measures, but it doesn't have cameras?
Yeah, well, sometimes in these movies, we kind of forego logic for the sake of a cool scene.
Oh, the rule of cool. I love that.
Great.
So what happens in the second movie?
Oh, well, we don't really like to talk about that one.
Oh, how come?
Well, the script was only 45 pages long, so to make up for that, there's kind of a lot of slow-mo.
Oh, well, that is a good way to pad the runtime.
Yeah, and it was directed by John Woo, and he put in, like, a weird amount of dubs.
But the other movies are cool?
Oh, yeah, and one of them, Ethan has to, like, stealth climb up the side of the Burj Khalifa.
Climbing rappers is tight.
What?
I'm a huge Burj Khalifa fan. I love that See You Again song he did for Fast and Furious 7.
I think you might be thinking of Wiz Khalifa.
Whoops.
Whoopsie.
So who's this Burj guy? What kind of rap does he make?
The Burj Khalifa isn't actually a person. It's the tallest building on Earth.
Oh, wow. But wouldn't people see him climbing through the many windows that buildings tend to have?
Probably, but we're gonna pretend like windows aren't see-through.
Because it's gonna look cool?
Because it's gonna look super cool.
That sounds super cool.
And at a certain point, we brought Jeremy Renner on board just in case Tom Cruise wanted to leave the franchise.
Oh, that's smart. How did that go?
Jeremy Renner left the franchise.
Oh, that didn't work out.
Not at all, sir.
And so what are you thinking for the new one?
Well, about 10 minutes of running for sure.
Obviously.
We're also gonna have a guy who somehow recharges his arms.
Is that a thing?
It is now.
Well, okay then.
Also, in pretty much all the movies before this one, we always had some kind of world-ending device in play.
Oh, so we're gonna mix it up in this one?
No, we're gonna do it again.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Let's just hope people don't start finding these storylines stale.
Fingers crossed. Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you like that pitch meeting. We have a lot of these on the channel that you could check out. And if you did like this one, you could give it a like, maybe share it on Facebook and Twitter. Also, let me know in the comments section what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. And check back soon for a new one. Bye-bye.